Welcome to Adoption Talk by Spence Chapin, the podcast where all the voices of the adoption constellation come together. Twice a month, this podcast brings you conversations with adoptees, birth parents, adoptive families, and adoption professionals as they share their experiences and discuss all things adoption. We're glad you've joined us. Welcome to another episode in our very special National Adoption Awareness Month series, Stories of the Constellation. While traditionally we may think about the adoption community as all being members of the so-called triad, the truth is that there are many individuals who are touched by adoption beyond the birth parents, adoptive parents, and adoptees. These may be partners of adoptees, biological siblings of adoptees, extended family members, and many more. This week, we focus on the relationship between Danielle, an adoptee, and her biological half-sister, Madison, who was raised by the birth parent Danielle had been searching for. Together, the sisters discuss the moment they learned they had a sister and how their relationship has evolved since. Let's get started.
Hi everyone, my name is Madison and I'm with Spence Chapin. I'm actually the social media coordinator. And I'm here with my sister, Danielle, who is the adoptee. And this week here at Spence Chapin, we are going to do a sibling perspective, which is super fun. So I thought this would be awesome for me and Danielle to do. So I feel like the perfect question to start out with would be, when did you find out you had a sibling? So Danielle, you could take this one away.
Okay, I obviously was adopted when I was very young. I was a month old when I was adopted through Spence Chapin. And through my entire life with my adoptive family, I was always told that I was adopted. So it wasn't like it was news to me, like it wasn't new at all. And that's not to say that, you know, they walked me around and they were always like, this is Danielle, our adopted child. That's not how it worked. Spence Chapin was actually really good at counseling them before they got a baby about how to talk to your child about being adopted. And so I always knew that I was adopted and I always knew that I would want to know, you know, who my birth family was. Do I have siblings? And having siblings was really big for me because I was adopted as an only child. So I grew up as an only child. It was just my mom, my dad, and me. It was a beautiful little world of, you know, nothing but Danielle. So, but, you know, all of my friends, I rarely met an only child. All of my friends had siblings and I was over there like, I would love to have siblings, you know? And my parents adopted back then in 1989, good Lord. My parents adopted late, so they were older. And when I say older, like late 30s. And once they got me, that was it. They were like, we're good. We recognize that we're kind of late in the game, so we might not have another shot. So we're just gonna take this one and that's it. So I learned a lot through just my parents and what they knew about the adoption process. But I would always ask them, do you think I have siblings? Do you think there's, you know, someone that came after me out there somewhere? And they would always be very encouraging, like, yeah, maybe, sure, why not, you know? And I remember I was 18 and my adoption was a closed adoption. So I had little information, and the information that I had was limited to non-identifying information. And I was told once the adoptee turns 18 that I could reach out to Spence Chapin, put my name in the registry to try and find a match between, you know, me and my any member of the birth family. So when I was 18, I was in college. I remember being in college, and I remember on my 18th birthday, I emailed Spence Chapin and I said, hey, I would like all non-identifying information that you have. And then I'd like to start the process of trying to find members of my birth family. And they sent me non-identifying information. And I remember being in my dorm room at the University of Arizona and getting this, like, I thought it was a packet. It was probably like 9 pages, but it was thick to me because it was a lot of information for me. And I remember it talked about what region mom was from and what region my birth father was from and if they had siblings. And then I remember reaching the end and reading, and birth mother did have children following, you know, the adoption. And I was like, oh, and I remember calling my mom from my dorm and crying and being like, I have siblings. I don't know if I have 3 or 5 or 8 or just 1, but I have a sibling somewhere. And that was honestly the most excited. Like I was, that's the thing I was most excited about. Like I was like, I want to know more. Like, who are they? So I found out when I was 18. That's a very long-winded way of me saying I found out when I was 18. I was in college and I got all non-identifying information and I was just like ecstatic about it. So I was super pumped. I was like, I'm not the only one anymore.
I love that. And I love when you're, especially when your like parents tell the story, it's like amazing. It's it's amazing. And I was like so surprised that you would be like so happy to have siblings, because you know, at the time I was like, you know, I don't know how she's gonna feel. I don't know if she's gonna be happy or like just be interested in like birth parents. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
So I was like super happy to hear that. But when I found out, you know, as Danielle mentioned, which I'm glad that you mentioned in there, that it was a close adoption, so you had to wait till you were 18 for the information, to get any information. And when Danielle was 18, I was 13. So I was 13 years old when I found out. And it's funny because Spence actually called the house phone. I don't know how many house phones there are nowadays, but back then we still had one. And the phone rang, and I would usually like never pick up the phone, like never. But for some reason, like I was just like called to pick up this phone this day. And I pick up the phone and I'm like, hello. And then there's like a lady on the other end and she's like, hi. She's like, is this Madison? Like she knew who I was like right away. So I thought that was really weird because I didn't recognize the voice like at all. And mm-hmm. I was kind of just, I didn't even question it. I was like, yeah, this is Madison. And then she was like, hi, Madison. She's like, it's been so long since like we've talked. She's like, but I'm actually calling for your mom. She's like, and I have like a really important message. So can you write down my name and phone number? So I was like, yeah, sure. And of course, the little brat I am, I'm like, I'm not going to write it down. Like, this is probably like, I don't know who this is. And then I'm like, okay, thanks. And she's like, did you write it down? And I'm like, no. And she's like, please write this down. She was like, this is very important. Your mom is waiting for this call. So I'm like, okay. So then at the time I had like this big, huge, obnoxious whiteboard in my room. And I write the name like huge. I write this woman's name huge on the board and the number. And mom comes in my room after work that day. And she's like, so how was your day? And she turns around, she looks at the board and she's like staring at the board like she's in shock. And she's like, oh. She's like, did this person leave a message for me? And I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, that person called and they want you to give them a call back. So she's like, okay, I'll be back. So she like runs upstairs, like whatever. So I'm like, okay, that was weird. Then I think the next day, this was shortly after, this wasn't like too long after, she came downstairs and she was like, so I have to have a little talk with you about something. And I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting on my bed. She's like, so when I was 15 years old, I had a baby and I was like, and she just stopped there and I'm like, okay. And like, now I'm like kind of in complete confusion because I'm like, wait, so you had me when you were 20 and you're telling me that there was a baby at 15. So continue. And she's like, yes. So I placed that baby for adoption and now that baby is 18 years old. And I'm like, literally with my jaw on the floor, I'm like, oh, Like, I think that was like my only reaction. I did not know what else to say. I was just in shock. I wasn't like upset. Everybody asked me that. That's like the first thing people ask me. They're like, oh my God, were you so upset? I was like, why would I be upset? No, I wasn't upset. I was like, I was shocked. I needed like 2 minutes just to get like my head together. I was like, what? And she's like, yes. So, and I cannot remember if we had pictures of you at this point. I feel like we did, or probably maybe that week we were getting them. Mm-hmm. But she was like, yeah, so she's 18 years old. Her name is Danielle. And you can imagine I have like 40 million questions at this point. So I'm like about to explode. And I'm like, where is she? Where is she living? What does she look like? What does she like to do for fun? Like, I had just like a million questions. Yeah. So she answered all my questions. And then I feel like she did ask me like, so how do you feel? And I was mm-hmm. like, I feel excited. I'm shocked. I'm very excited. I'm like, I think the first thing I asked, I'm like, where are the pictures? I need to see what she looks like right now. Because I was like so excited. I'm like, oh my God, does she look just like me? Or does she look just like you? Or does she look like Rocco?
Yeah.
By the way, guys, we do have another sibling. His name is Rocco. He's 10 years younger than me. But he's in college. So he's, yes. And he's not able to film today. So it's just me and Danielle. But that is who Rocco is, our brother. So at the time he was 3. And I'm like, does she look like Rocco? Like, who does she look like? So then I remember seeing the pictures of you, and mom was like, okay, are you ready to open the photos? And I'm like, yes, open the photos right now. And she opens it, and we're clicking through the photos of Danielle, and we're just like, it is silent in the room. Like, not even one word out of us. We're just like in shock. And then mom finally goes, oh my God, she looks like auntie. And I'm like, she does look like auntie. And your baby photos, like, you guys have the same bangs. It's just like crazy. I was just like in shock. So of course, from there, I'm like, you know, when are we meeting? Do we get to meet her? Is she coming here? Are we going there? And Danielle lives in Arizona and I'm in New York. So also, by the way, thanks Danielle for doing this podcast, because it's like 6:30 a.m. Danielle's time right now. So I got her up real nice and early for this, but
it's okay.
So that is how we found out that we had siblings. So
that's amazing. So I was so excited. I remember getting photos from mom too, because we had talked on the phone. It was January. So I turned 18 in August, and then it's a process, you know? Put my name in the registry. That was a process. And I didn't have a whole lot of information. I just had my birth date, the hospital that I was born at, which is different now. Like, the name of the hospital had changed.
Yeah, I think it's different.
So I was like, and I remember Spence Chapin telling me, like, you could find out something in 6 months. You could find out something in 6 years. You could never find out something, or you could never get a match. Mm-hmm. I remember from August until January asking my mom, I was like, mom, I always used to ask her these questions like she knew the answer. And she was so good at just being like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, do you think I'll hear from somebody? Who do you think I'll hear from? Like an aunt or like a grandparent or her? Or who do you think I'm going to hear from? And I remember getting the phone call, and I was at lunch with my mom and my grandmother. I was home from college. And I was at lunch, and the lady was like, I have a match for you. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, it's your birth mother, and she wants you to call her now. And I was like,
you're like, okay, no pressure. Let me just get the phone.
I was like,
let me just do it right now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, like right now? And she was like, yep, right now. She wants you to call her right now. I was like, oh. I was prepared to hear that I had a match. I was not prepared to hear, here's her phone number. Give her a call. And I was like, okay. And my mom and my grandmother were like, are you ready? Like, are you ready for this? And I'm like, I think so. Like, I'm pretty sure. So I'm in this booth at this restaurant, and I call, and she picks up the phone, and I went, hello. I said, what do you say? You know, like, how do you communicate? Like, hi, I'm so and so.
Yeah.
You birthed me. Like, yeah. How does that work? So I think I said something like, hi, my name's Danielle. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for, I don't know if I should say her name or not, but I said, hi, my name's Danielle. I'm looking for, you know, my yeah. birth mother. And I remember her immediately crying on the phone. So now I'm crying on the phone. We're both, none of us can speak to one another because we're so busy crying into the phone. My mom is crying. My grandmother is crying. And the waiter comes over. I remember the waiter coming over and being like,
is everybody okay?
Is the food that bad? Like, is every, nobody's eating. Nobody's eating. Everyone's crying.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I just remember her going over and over and over. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe this is happening. I cannot believe it. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe it. And I remember going the same thing. I can't believe it. Oh my God. What do you want to know? What do I tell you? And I just remember telling her, I think the first few things I told her was, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm safe. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy. I'm healthy. I was well taken care of. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to be concerned at all about any of that. It was a really intense experience. It was really weird. But I do remember, I think that was all to say. I remember saying, will you email me pictures?
Yeah.
And I do remember her saying, I read I had siblings. And she was like, yes, I had a daughter and I had a son. And I was like, what? Not one, but two? That's awesome. So I was like, I need pictures like immediately. And it's funny you should say that when you got them and you looked at them, it was quiet. Because when I got them, I was like, I always wanted to know, like, who do I look like? Do I look like my birth mother? Do I look like my birth? Like, who do I look like? And I remember opening those pictures and being like, I don't even need to know who my birth father is because I'm pretty sure this woman is my twin.
Yeah.
Like, we're the same. We look the same. And I remember her sending a picture of Auntie too and thinking to myself, oh, I look like her too. Like, she looks like me. And I had sent, my mom said, you should send some pictures of when you were younger. And I sent a picture of me. I remember the picture. Me at a petting zoo. And I'm feeding, I think it's a goat.
That is the one.
Yeah. And I had my hair in a ponytail. And I had awful, no offense, Auntie, awful bangs. Awful bangs. And I remember... I remember getting an email going, you look just like my sister.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said. You look
just like Auntie. Yeah. And I remember meeting Auntie in person and thinking, that makes sense. Like, that I look like you when I was younger. It made a lot of sense.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like twins. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I also thought another good question would be, what was your favorite or fondest sibling moment? Like your favorite moment.
My favorite moment? I have favorite moments. I have with you and with Rocco. Mm-hmm. So my favorite moment was when I first met Rocco. And obviously he was three.
Yeah,
so he's as old as my youngest is now. I can't even imagine telling Vincent, oh, hey, by the way, surprise sister, know? And I remember meeting him and he just kind of gave me this very incredulous look, like, and he wasn't quite on board. He was like, no, I have two sisters. That's all. I only have you. And then at the time, when I just remember him going, no, it's just Maddie.
That is crazy because I feel like I also asked mom this, I'm like, wait, how did you like say it to Rocco? And like, how did Rocco feel? Like, what did he say? And she was like, well, he was very like happy. Like it was easy for him to just like have her there because he was so young. He was still like a baby at that point. So I don't think he really like realized like all the questions, like
no, of course not.
Where is she?
Like, yeah. But I remember meeting him and being like, I said, hi. And I did, I worked so hard on making sure that I didn't cross any boundaries. Like, I didn't want to make anyone, I didn't want to confuse anybody, especially him, because he was so little, mm-hmm. or, you know, cross any boundaries. So I remember telling my mom, I said, listen, because she had her own struggles with, like, my reunion with the family, right? Because yeah. she was always like, please don't leave me. Mm-hmm. Please don't leave me. I love yeah. you. And I was like, mom, you're my mom. Like, you took care of me. You know, I'm not going anywhere. Don't yeah. worry. I'm not going to get up and be like, hey, thanks for 18 years. Yeah. See ya. You know?
Thanks for everything. See you later.
So like, she was, yeah, she was struggling on her own. And I didn't want to cross any boundaries with her. And I didn't want to cross any boundaries with my birth family. So I remember telling my mom, you know, I have a younger brother, obviously, and I want to be sensitive to the fact that he might be confused. So I don't want to call my birth mother by her name in front of him to confuse him. So when I see him and I'm talking about my birth mother, I am going to use the word mom.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, oh no, totally understand. That makes perfect sense. I get it. Like, I don't want him to be confused either. But I don't think it helped. I think it probably confused him even more. Because when he met me, he met my parents too. So I'm sure he was like, what is this?
He was like, wait.
Arrangement. What? I don't really understand. Yeah. But I remember my favorite moment being when I first met him, because he was just so stinking cute. And I just remember being like, oh, I like loved him. Like, I just fell in love with him. And I was like, oh my God, my baby brother is the cutest baby brother on the planet. I was just like, it was almost like he was, for me, he was just being born, you know?
Yeah. Yep. It was so true.
I wanted to squeeze him. Like, I just remember thinking like, don't freak him out. Cause if you freak him out, it's over. Like, he's not going to want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
But inside I was just like, I just want to squeeze him so hard. And then with you, it was the same thing. I remember being at Barbara's house. I think that's where.
Yes.
And I remember shaking on the couch.
Oh my God.
Because you weren't there yet. You were coming later.
Yeah.
And I do remember having conversations with mom and my parents. But the whole time, I can't tell you what the conversation was, because the whole time I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, my sister's coming. Oh my God, what if she doesn't like me? What if we don't vibe? Like, what if, you know, I was shaking. And I just remember being so happy when you came and you walked in the room and I was like, oh, okay. I feel complete. Like, everything feels good. That was a great moment. I think my all-time favorite moment was when I came for a visit and we were in the city. I came with my friend Lindsay and
yes,
we were in
that was
city.
So fun.
Yeah. And we went to Sephora and then I think we went back the next day. I think we were there two days or something happened where I just remember I wanted to buy something and I was like, ooh, I really like this. And you felt like I shouldn't be spending my money on that item. And you looked at me and you were like, no. And I was like, excuse me? And you're like, no, do not spend your money on that. And I was like, okay. And I said, no, I'm going to buy it. And you were like, my mom's name is Loralee. And I remember you looking at me and going, I'm going to tell Mama Loralee that you spent your money on that. Because you knew that she didn't want me out spending all that money. And I thought to myself, like, well, this is an odd dynamic. Like, I'm the oldest. I get to make
the decision. Wait a second. I am the oldest.
Yeah. I came first. I'm first. So therefore, I'm the oldest and I get to make my own decisions. But it's interesting because you grew up where you were the oldest. It was you and Rocco and you were the oldest child. So you grew up with the I'm the oldest attitude.
Yeah.
I grew up with the I'm an only child attitude. So I can do what I want.
Yeah.
And I was standing there in Sephora going, all right, I won't buy it. I remember putting it back and thinking to myself, what just happened?
I'm so confused. A second ago, I was the only child. And now I have a younger sibling telling me to not buy something.
Yeah. I was like, well, I guess it. And I remember telling my mom, I was like, Madison told me I couldn't buy this thing. And she was the one who told me, she's like, you know, she has the attitude of the oldest sibling, and you don't know what that's like. So really, it doesn't matter that you were born first. The birth order should be Madison and then you and then Rocco. I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, fine for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, I feel like I have so many. Oh my God. Well, definitely meeting for the first time, that, but I feel like that's such a given. Like, yeah. You know, you also mentioned that, like, meeting you for the first time. Being in your wedding was so awesome too.
Oh my God, that was good too.
Yes, I was in Danielle's wedding, which is awesome. So that was like an amazing day and a fun trip overall. And then I think also the time that I went to Arizona to stay with you and your parents. And mm-hmm. I feel like that was my favorite because I went to your house with your parents and I got to spend time with you guys and, you know, see how you live over there in AZ and just spend time with you, because that's, I feel like that's the only time that me and you have kind of been like together alone.
Yeah.
Every time you either come here or we go there, we have like between, you know, our family, your birth yeah. family and your adopted family, we've got like 60 people. So it's like, we're never like by ourselves.
Yeah.
But that trip was fun because we like, you know, we did sister sibling stuff. We
yeah,
got our nails done, I think, with mm-hmm. your mom, and we went shopping. We picked out a dress for your 21st birthday. And I still remember.
Oh my God, that's
dress.
Right.
Yes. You went to Vegas for your 21st. And I think that was my favorite because, like I said, we, you know, we got to spend time alone and it was just super fun. So I think that's like my favorite memory.
Oh, we loved having you. My mom was so excited when you came and it was just you. She's like, I feel like I have another daughter and it's fantastic.
And she kept saying it. She's so, I love her so much. She kept saying that. That was so funny. I was like, well, it's true, Laurely. Now you got two more.
Yeah.
And she was like,
yeah.
Again. So yeah, so that was definitely my favorite. And then one more thing. So what is something you love about having a sibling?
I love all of it. I think too, it's not really fair. I lived a good life. Like, you know, like I lived a wonderful life of 18 years by myself. I always wanted a sibling, but I didn't have to go through, you know, the typical sibling headaches. You stole my shirt. You stole this. You know, you asked to borrow it, give it back. I didn't have to go through all of that. I got all the benefits out of having a sibling after I turned 18. So, you know, I've always found sibling relationships very interesting. My husband's the oldest of three. And all boys, and the dynamic between them is so interesting because they'll be like, he's so rude, or he's so mean, or he doesn't talk nice to me, or when they're in a spat and they're arguing with each other, I sit there and I'm like, why do you guys argue like that? It doesn't make sense to me. I just got all the good stuff out of having siblings. And it's great. I mean, I love every aspect of it. I love that I can call and be like, hey, how are you? How are things? I think, you know, alongside the other favorite memories, when I had my first son, when I had Anthony, who's 7 now, I remember you guys came out to see him. And it was just like a whole complete picture for me. I was like, okay, so I have my kid. I have, you know, he's got an aunt and an uncle. Like, this is great. So I love having siblings. Obviously, my experience is very different than others. Not everybody gets to have this. And I'm very aware of that and very grateful that things turned out the way they did, because they don't always turn out this way. You know, it's not always a success story. And I feel for those people out there that want to know if they have siblings and, you know, never end up finding out if they do. I'm very grateful that it wasn't that way for us, that, you know, we got to connect and we got to meet and that we have a relationship that's lasted. Oh God, I was 18 in 2007. So a very long time now.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Very long time. Yeah. And for me, something I love about having siblings, but you more you specifically, and I say this to mom all the time, and this makes her laugh so hard, but every time I'm like with you, because, you know, I met you when you were older, you were 18. So like when I'm alone with you and I see you do things and like just some of the things you say and your mannerisms, like I see so much of her in you. And it's just so funny because I'm like, oh my God, this person has been walking around for this many years of their lives that it's like just like my mom. And yeah. I meet you sometimes and I'm like, hey mom, because you're just, you talk like her, you walk like her, like definitely, absolutely, I feel like everybody would agree on this, more than me. Like I'm more my dad than my mom, but you are so much, you're so much Krista, which is our mom. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so funny and so hilarious. All the little things you do, I'm like, hey, that's mom. She does that too. Like, so I just,
it's weird, right?
Yes. I love seeing so much of her in you. And I just love knowing that there's like another piece of her out there, you know, on the West Coast. So
yeah,
that's what I love the most.
Yeah. I'm West Coast Krista.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But not nearly as glamorous as East Coast Krista.
No, just as glam. Same thing. Twinsies. But yeah, Danielle, so thank you so much for getting on at 6:30 a.m. your time. And at, you know, the beginning mornings of the hour, very, very early. But thank you so much for taking the time to do this and chat with me about our sibling perspective. But yeah, so we're going to end it here. And thank you so much, Danielle, for coming on today.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too. Love you very much. Thank you so much. All righty. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
If you or someone you know is searching for biological relatives or navigating a new relationship after a search and reunion, our team of adoption competent therapists are here to help you navigate any challenges or concerns you may have. To learn more, contact us at spence-chapin.org/therapy or call us at 646-539-2167. We're here for you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Adoption Talk. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. You can also head to spence-chapin.org/adoptiontalk to leave feedback, suggest episode topics, and sign up for updates on the latest episodes. See you next time.